more of a major thoroughfare.
Have you ever heard people make a distinction between a paved road and an unpaved road with terms that are not those two?
Paved road and unpaved road. I always call it unpaved a dirt road. When I lived in Costa Mesa, we had oil roads, tarred roads. In the winter, try to skate, you try to have to find where there wasn't a hole. When I got on a sidewalk, I could hardly stand up because, you know, the friction of trying to do all these old oil roads, and you get it. Get on a sidewalk, of course, and then when I get to the skating rink, I couldn't stand up.
Yeah,
it was so slick.
Yeah.
It was so different.
Now, the oil road was covered with oil soaked in, and it was to keep the dust down, right?
It kept the dust down.
Yeah.
And then we had Costa Mesa there then, mainly we just called it a tar. And it wasn't like the McAdam or Blacktop we have now. I suppose they've improved it since then.
Yes. Yeah. If there's anything unpaved down there, here, just up on Verity. Okay, just a more precious, long and short. Okay. A roadway through the mountains would be what?
Someplace where you can't grow anything or even raise animals, but it's a difficult terrain, not mountainous, but difficult. I mean, that's just the way I think of badlands.
Hospitable.
Yeah.
There's one down in Arizona that's huge. It's not a ditch or a gully, it's huge, and it's called the Grand.
Jackson Hole.